Well, first of all, it's important to remember as we move the programs over to Lawrence Hill, all those current endowments come with them. Since all the programs are staying in place, nothing changes, so you continue that. It's a matter of reaching out to those current donors as well as new donors as to letting them to understand the importance of the move and why it is. And so hopefully they'll be able to want to support the move in the future. And so it's all part of our overall development operation of the university anyway, but it's really trying to communicate and meet with as many people as possible and hopefully have them want to support the students, the faculty, the programs, and the brand for Westminster. So it's going to be any change is always a challenge. There's no question about that. But it's a matter of building that level of excitement among the donors as well as with the students and the alumni and the faculty.
And any donor's gift can be specified, and usually is.
Sure.
So you could choose to give it to the basketball team, to the College of Business, or to Westminster Carver College, and wherever it's earmarked, that's where it goes. A significant gift that might lead to an endowment, there's always a conversation. What is your intent as the donor? How will we specify that? We like as much flexibility as possible. I came to this position from another state in a state institution where we had scholarships that were so specific we might go 5 years with nobody eligible.
Right.
That's a problem. I mean, they're literally, speaking as a left-handed colorblind guy, there are scholarships out there. You must be left-handed from a certain county.
Find
really?
The person.
So we like flexibility within the general intent. So if the donor wants to help support Westminster Choir College or our College of Business or our School of Fine and Performing Arts, come on, let's chat. How do you want to support? Is that in the form of a scholarship? Is that in the form of some unrestricted funds that can be used for programming? All that stuff, all still possible.
Or facility naming opportunities.
Don't forget facility. And we have a lot of facility naming opportunities coming down the road. So
but and fundraising success, as you may know, I mean, we've had, for the, as a university as a whole, we've had our record-breaking years for the last couple of years. And the reason why is people who want to think about supporting the university, whether it be alums or other friends and donors, they want to see the vision. They want to know that they're making an investment in the future of the institution, students, programs, faculty, and so forth. And if you can lay out that vision, as we've done with our strategic plan at this university over the last 3 years, people are understanding that and buying into it. That's why we're seeing some kind of fundraising success across the university. And I fully envision that as we articulate this new vision for the choir college component of that, hopefully we'll get those donors back and getting more excited and actually create even more donors. But it's really a matter of creating that vision, and that success breeds success in that regard.